It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
Fox Radio RX 93.1. We're back. Good morning.
Well, okay.
It's like, okay, whatever.
Well, all right. You know, I refuse to lie.
Brought you pa naman pa sa lubong.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, a half pack of Oreo.
Ay, ano ba yun? That's not real pa sa lubong. I bet you just
saka
got
may
that.
Bawas pa eh. May bawas pa. Yung kinain ko na tapos biglang ay. No, but there was nowhere to shop.
Yeah.
I was actually really thinking of getting you pasalubong, but then again, there was, like,
really,
we literally had nowhere to shop. Like, we went there, like, Andre and I, during one night, we had a little expedition
with Tom,
who is just, good God, that man can walk.
Yes.
Like,
he can walk. Remember,
that's why
Chico?
I swore never to walk with him. Ever again.
Remember what he did to Chico? What was that in Bangkok? In Singapore.
It's like, I was like, why did I mean, seriously, I was like, why did I ever accompany him? And he was looking for something that, alam mo yun, like in my
so
head,
obscure.
We would never find.
Yeah, like a white elephant. That's
so
like a mini white elephant. Parang ganon.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I mean, and it was so funny because the whole time he didn't have a voice. Because
yeah,
it was so cold.
He lost his voice
so
day
He wouldn't talk. Like, he was trying to conserve his voice, right? But he would just, like, gesture and stuff. But he was, every time talaga may chance, humihirit pa rin eh, just with gestures. But yeah, we actually really thought about getting you something, but there was really nowhere
nothing
to shop.
There was nothing.
Unless duty-free. And then chances are naman, you have stuff from duty-free already.
We were being bitter. Well, I was being bitter. I refused to like any of your pictures on IG. I refused to write anything.
Even our coupley photo?
Yes, even.
How could you not get kilig about
and
that?
And they're calling it, like, our honeymoon.
I know, right? Welcome back from our honeymoon.
The wedding slash honeymoon.
Well, welcome back to you guys. Thank you again to Alvin for helping me out.
It was Alvin.
Did you grill him for information?
Yeah, I was able to
did
get a lot of...
Did you make him feel bad for being here?
Not at all.
Why?
He was... there's no making him feel bad.
I know, right? It's kind of annoying that, like, you can't get him down. He's just so positive.
So happy.
I know.
He's a happy
guy.
Wait until life kills the dream he dreams.
No.
Please.
No, we should, like, one day, we should have him come back on the show just to make him feel bad about life.
Okay.
You know, just to open his eyes to reality. Just to make him know that, you know, not everything is perfect. And not everything goes your way.
You know what? A lot of people have been, like, you know, asking, like, tell us stories, blah, blah, blah. So, we decided to do something about Pinoys abroad.
Okay.
Okay. So, today, we are doing the top 10 Pinoys abroad fail. You know when Pinoys are abroad and you're not familiar with the culture, you're not familiar with the language,
right.
You're not familiar with, like, for instance, in Beijing, you say WC.
Instead of CR.
You say restroom. You don't say comfort
wash.
Room.
It's water closet.
Water closet.
Oh, water closet. Oh, because they're British.
They were colonized by the
so Brits.
So if you needed to go to the bathroom, you have to say, where's the WC?
Okay.
Otherwise, they won't understand you.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that sort of thing. So if you had, like, an anecdote where you're a Pinoy abroad and it didn't fail, or maybe you didn't know your way around snow.
Okay.
We all found snow on the last day.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
I didn't know. I didn't see it on Instagram. Everyone's just looking. Everyone had to pose in the same spot.
In the same spot.
Yeah.
That's right outside the hotel.
Yeah. You, our event.
Yeah.
Just by the...
We had a snowball fight.
Oh, you did? Did you make Angel...
No. That would entail you getting wet, and in that weather...
It was
that
horrible.
You would die.
And since it was the last day, we weren't as layered as we usually were.
Yeah.
Because we were already preparing for the trip home.
It was horrible. I mean, the freeziness.
But it was the first time I saw snow ever.
Ever.
Tapos yung ano pa talaga yung invitation ni Chico, since we were of course roommates, he's like, hey, good morning. I have incentive for you to wake up.
He's like, what?
That's actually how it went.
That's really how it went. Yeah. And he was like, it's snowing. I'm going to go outside and take photos.
And he didn't want to open his eyes just in case I was standing naked in front of him. Because here's an incentive for you to wake up.
Oh, God.
And I do have a photo of him in his underwear. Well, not underwear, but like his...
Actually, yes, my underwear.
Well, yeah, your underwear. So we'll post that on Instagram soon.
He just wanted to embarrass me.
Kasi naman yung damit mo. How unfashionable.
It was freezing and you wouldn't see it. This was under my fashionable clothes. So it's okay. Mm-hmm. I needed to layer.
Mm.
But anyway. All right. So tell us about what are the Pinoys abroad?
I didn't see that.
So tell us all about it. You know like how sometimes... You can't read the, let's say it's the Chinese yung male female sa bathroom. Yeah. You go inside, tas nasa female bathroom ka pala. That sort of thing.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So what are the Pinoys abroad fail? If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #PinoysAbroadFail.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Time for the very first news update today here on the show. My name is Del. Let's get you guys updated. Justin Bieber's got back. Following a rough spell for the pop superstar, he and girlfriend Selena Gomez recently split. Then there was the alleged pot-smoking photo scandal, followed by the paparazzo killed while trying to shoot pictures of the singer's car. Well, Justin posted a photo of himself mooning the camera to his Instagram account on Saturday. The picture was quickly deleted, but not before it hit 86,000 likes. The Biebs manager, Scooter Braun, took to Twitter to joke about the cheeky photo, using perhaps the best hashtag of the week, writing, quote, "As a prankster, you have to respect another good prank. Only makes sense. #crackdealer. The Beauty and the Beat singer kept his reply short and sweet, tweeting, quote, "Haha," unquote. And it seems Justin is getting quite comfortable in his adult skin. In addition to sharing his backside bearing pic, the singer stripped off his shirt during his Nashville concert on Friday night, showing off his red boxer briefs and leaving little to the imagination as the waistband of his pants was sagging far below his waist.
Uh-oh. Oh no, he's becoming a Chris Brown.
And there's something so disturbing because you're used to him as a kid.
Yeah.
Well, he's gonna break out of that mold.
The idea of him going all nakedy is kind of like ew. Because you know, you think of him as a 14-year-old kid. Right. Although he is adult now.
He's 18. I don't know about how like girls who actually find Justin Bieber attractive think about it though. Because like with Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. Whenever you saw her before, you were like, oh my God, it's Witches of Waverly. Mm-hmm. Witches of Waverly. So
Wizards.
You were like, Wizards of Waverly. So you're like, oh my God, she's so young. But like, now that you see her, you're like, damn.
And
you know,
have you seen the new movie?
Yeah.
The one with Vanessa Hudgens.
That hot movie. That parang they're all like...
Spring Breakers?
Rebellious high school
Spring
chicks.
Breakers?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
Well.
You know what's weird? I just saw on the plane, Vanessa... Manilo. She's like co-hosting Wipeout now. That's what she's doing. You know that weird show like this job? Like it's
oh, I thought
Japanese.
You saw Vanessa Manilo on the plane. I was like, whoa.
On a TV show. You know that weirdo show where they go around an obstacle
Wipeout.
Course? And,
yeah. That's on AXN.
Yeah. And she's co-hosting it.
Oh,
it's
I didn't know that.
It's such a weird gig. Like she's the one... But there's those two guys like far from the competition.
Yeah.
And then she's the girl interviewing the contestant.
Right after the obstacle course.
Yeah. Mm. I was just like, whoa, okay, it's a weird gig.
Maybe it's a step down to what she was. Well, she did this Beauty and... What's that? Beauty and... True Beauty. Did you know that?
No.
It's like beautiful people don't know that they're on a reality TV show showing... You know, if they were good, if they were, there's beauty deep inside.
Right. Or they're just biatches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've heard of it.
But
it's weird. But I'm like, yeah. And she's still like Vanessa Lachey. Mm. But haven't they divorced already?
No.
Ah, they're still together?
Yeah.
I don't know. Divorced. I don't know who they're together.
Oh, but, okay. But, you know, going back to Justin Bieber's back.
Yeah, I didn't see it though.
Backside.
Did you see it?
No,
it,
he took it down, right?
Yeah, but I'm sure people have, like, screen capped it.
Took a picture of it.
Yeah,
and then...
I'm pretty sure. 100%.
Well, let's see what happens. Justin Bieber changing the, what do you call that?
His
approach.
He's his image.
Up. Yeah.
You know, just like,
I mean,
just like
I guess
most
it's
of
part
these
of
child
it.
Stars,
yeah. But it's just. I don't know. I get the feeling kasi that it's the influence of the people around him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has been hanging around with, like, Floyd Mayweather
street cred,
and Chris
diba? Parang,
Brown and
but I think,
these.
Yeah, he's also
street
building
cred,
street
you, you need
to be a bad boy.
Yeah.
He's trying to counteract the fact that most people think he's, like,
a lesbian.
A lesbian or whatever.
A lesbian.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just...
Well, there is if you're a guy. That is the news. The first one today here on the show. The boys are back. You've got Chico and Gino back on the Morning Rush with Delamar. Right here on the Morning Rush. Exclusively heard on Monster Radio RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Box Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
What's with the voice break?
No, I have sipon. I mean, just today, as in today. Okay, here we go.
Before we do that, can we say hi?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say hello to Angeli Desu, to me, my Aster, yes, Mimi Niuge, Baba Bambe, Antonio Marcopio, and Kuya Maui, and Barry Duchess. That's coming from Dan to EC2C. Also, let's say hello to LS Dominique, who says, hello to the Rushers, at ang sarap maligo dahil sa malayelong lamig ng tubig. Hello. Time Purse is just saying, happy, happy birthday to Rojan 88, Ron Mia. Also, hello to Yogan, also tuned in. Hello to Dever Amazing, who says, on the road already, on my way to school, tuned in to you guys. Can you please greet me and my dad? So, hello to you, Dever Amazing, and to your dad. Also to OMG, and good morning to you. Iled Villanueva from snowy London. Satoragi says, from snowy London, the weird ones. Madison Camille, Crypto Verbalist, Jagger G, Dre Vance, Iled Villanueva. Good morning.
Also, hello to the listeners in Barcelona, Spain.
Wow.
Barcelona. Mm-hmm.
Barcelona, España.
Isn't that your hometown?
Yes, when I was young.
And you never needed
Spanish,
anyone.
Spanish, not, you know, with a speech defect.
When yo soy una little...
Yo poquito. Soy...
When yo soy...
Not yo soy.
Yo estoy.
Yo estoy.
Yo soy.
Yo soy.
Not yo soy, yo soy.
When yo soy una señorita.
When you were a little girl?
In Kenya.
Ano? In Kenya? Ano?
Poquita.
Ay, nako. Chico, kakabalik lang gusto na agad mawala.
Un poquito, un poquito.
Di ba meron pequeño?
Pequeño. Pe...
Pe
Kenya.
Nya. Not Pooh the Bear.
Okay.
Hello to Jake Galvez, also tuned in. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake. Wow, he's either still awake or he's just waking up. Well, those are
well he says breakfast in the car, so I'm guessing he has work or something. Mm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so since we have a lot of our own entries on Pinoy's Abroad Fail in Beijing, and it's so funny, they still call it Peking.
Mm.
Although that's the ancient name.
What was the the abbreviated version?
PK. So everything is like
I saw your Instagram like of your luggages. Oh wait, I didn't.
Hey, hello to Doc Carlo, also tuned in, and to the wonderful, wonderful people of the Bello Medical Group. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. And, okay, here we go. The top 10 Pinoy.
Wow, silence.
Well, I will have my turn today.
Is there something coming up?
Something's coming up today, so I'm not even.
Iled Villanueva says, yung nag-ipon ka ng snow sa kalsada para ilagay sa halo-halo.
Oh, yeah.
It's so dirty.
And it does get...
Snow is so dirty.
Yeah. It's weird. I mean, I'm sure you've seen snow before.
Especially with the...
Of course you have.
Di ba the air pollution
issues? In what area of the world did you see?
Both Europe and in the States.
Yeah, so well-traveled.
But in the States, it was like short-lived, my love affair with snow in the States.
Why? It was just a little too much.
I saw it first in California. What's that? Yellow Bear? Mm-hmm. What's that mountain?
Yellowstone?
Yellowstone?
No, not Yellowstone.
Cold
Something
Rock.
Bear. Something Bear.
I don't know.
Anyway, there's this mountain that you can go to.
Baba Bear.
A Baba Boo.
Hey, Baba hey, Boo.
No, the water had, the snow had melted and then froze again.
Okay.
So it was like
dirty.
Ice. It was ice.
Oh, right.
Ice. And you couldn't walk. It was so dangerous for you to walk.
So your love affair with snow was short-lived in the States.
Enough. That sentence stops there.
Big Bear Mountain, though.
Big Bear Mountain. There you go.
And diba, there were like pollution issues in Beijing.
In Beijing.
So the
right.
snow that would be falling wouldn't really be not. It
would have
idea
already
to,
gone through all the smog.
The smog.
And diba, in the States, you always like put your tongue out and then you catch the snowflakes. Not a good idea in Beijing.
And
well,
even
depends
without
where in the
that.
States, I think. Hmm? I think it depends oh, now, where in
nowadays,
the States.
Yeah.
And even without that, like, because the floor is dirty. When you step on it, it becomes like this
slush,
dark,
muddy, slush.
Black slush.
Right.
That's just.
And OMGN says, yung nagpa-picture ka sa isang sacred na lugar, bawal pala magpa-picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, in a lot of
temples.
Even there,
even
I was
in
asking.
Thailand.
Yeah. Mm. And I was asking our tour guide, like kunyari, I saw in Tiananmen Square, there were so many cameras.
Yeah.
So many postes. And then per post, there's like 3 to 5 cameras.
Mm.
So you really feel like, oh my gosh, can I take a picture of that? He goes, I wouldn't. I mean, it's not bawal.
What would
they
do to you?
No, baka they might think as if that you're surveying the
something
place
like
or
that.
Something like that.
Well, remember, this is a historical place. Remember the
yeah.
Tiananmen Square
yeah.
massacre.
But they don't. When talking about Tiananmen Square, they don't talk about that.
Massacre, yeah, of course.
They talk about the other reasons why Tiananmen Square is great.
Yeah.
So they stay away from that. So there was just like, here's one Pinoy's abroad fail.
Okay.
When we were on the bus, Tom Alvarez goes, what's that story again about Tiananmen Square? Obviously referring to the people
the
power
massacre, yeah.
sort
yeah.
of thing.
The
and
students who got
the,
killed.
The tour guide talked about, you know, he goes, well, it's the center of
yeah.
of Beijing and blah 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 blah. And then Rafi Reyes had to go, they're very sensitive about that, so don't ask about that.
Ah.
So they would not talk about that part of Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't know that. For us it's like that's the
but
news
that's what
we've heard.
Yeah.
That's the news that we heard, yeah.
Plus, you know, students died.
And
you know,
pre that, I've never heard of Tiananmen Square.
Mm, right, right.
So
right.
what I know is that student in front of the tank, very much like the People Power, because that came right after People Power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, let me see here. Dever Amazing says, yung hindi mo namamalayan, may mga Tagalog words kang ginagamit sa mga locals.
Right. Si Dre.
Would
be like, yung chanchala, diba?
Yeah, he always says diba.
Because he knows a little bit of is it Mandarin or Fukien?
Mandarin.
Yeah, Mandarin. So he would mix it up and be like you know, Bing Shui kasi is cold water.
Bing Shui
po. Parang mga ganun.
Yeah,
like, not
siya laging Tagalog word at
yeah.
the end.
But also because I think in Xavier, where he went to school,
yeah.
that's how the Chinois would talk.
Would converse, yeah.
Right?
yeah.
Ilad Villanueva says, yung nag-decide ka na mag-uuwi ka ng snow, naglagay ka ng snow sa bote, syempre pag-uwi mo dito,
tubig.
Ano nangyari?
Snow to!
Ano nangyari?
And also, yung cryptoverbalist says, yung hindi ka maintindihan ng mga taxi driver kung saan mo gustong pumunta.
Yeah.
Kasi ang mga words mo, Connecticut, Illinois, at Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Tell us the story of your mom.
My mom, Warren, Michigan.
Okay.
So she goes, we want to go to Warren. So the big
Warren.
Warren.
Okay,
goes,
Warren,
what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Warren. What's a Warren? And then like it kept on and on and on. And then finally she wrote it down. She goes, oh, Warren.
Warren.
So we had to tell our mom to say Warren, not Warren. Warren.
What? What's Warren?
Diba?
And black then, dude got the black guy got weirded out by your
yeah,
mom.
Yeah, she was like Warren. And also, um, Chenong says, yung dudura ka sa kalye, but it depends.
Yeah.
In Beijing, it is
so
weird.
Normal.
They spit like in front of you, like it was the most normal thing.
Yeah. And
in
like,
Singapore, you'd get in trouble.
Their spit is like solid, as in.
And yung mga nagbebe, yung the cameramen in Tiananmen Square. Remember, they're so strict in Tiananmen Square, right?
Right. Hmm.
But the ones who, because there are cameramen who would take your picture, and then they sell you the book with your picture in it. Mm-hmm. They don't just dura, they singa. from their nose and in front of you, and they don't find it weird at all.
Yeah, I think it's just part of their culture that it's like normal.
Yeah. But then let's say you do that in other countries, so it depends. Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Because there would be sputum and...
No, wherever you walk.
Oh, yeah. That's so gross.
Seriously, wherever you walk, you have to always... It's kind of weird.
And they smoke everywhere.
You need to look down because you don't want to step on something. But at the same time, you would see everything.
Gross. And then they smoke everywhere, like inside buildings,
in the bathroom,
bathrooms, lobbies.
Because then it's cold.
Yeah, maybe.
So
but,
they...
Yeah.
But I think in Europe, you can't.
Yeah. Not in Europe.
You have to go out of the bar to be able to smoke.
They're a little bit more sensitive about that, yeah. Mm.
Custer Winston says, yung pumapara ka ng kumakatok or sumusutsot sa bus.
Yeah,
they
that's
won't
not
understand.
Yeah.
And
understand
there are stops.
There are stops.
Yeah.
There's no need for you.
And in Singapore, Pinoys, the new Pinoys, always find it so weird. Kahit anong taxi na ipara mo, they don't stop. You have to go to the designated
taxi stand.
Yeah.
So it's a little confusing.
Or sometimes there's a button that you just press.
Yeah.
You never say it out loud.
But and not in the just in any curb.
You
have to go to the taxi stop, which is so good actually. And okay, let's see here. Also, ma-actress person says yung nagalit sa iyo yung foreigner. Kasi panay ang sign language mo, eh hindi naman siya pipi.
But if you don't understand each other, what is he supposed to do, though?
Diba? Parang, I'm not deaf. I just speak a different language.
Speak English!
And finally, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Pinoy's Abroad Fail comes from Madmat Mark.
He says,
yung inaway mo yung manager ng KFC sa abroad kasi hindi unlimited ang gravy. At ang reasoning mo, paano yan? Walang sabaw ang kanin ko.
At walang kanin.
So,
Singapore, walang kanin. I was so disappointed. I was like, wow, KFC, parang sarap. Tapos biglang, I was like, ay, walang kanin.
Walang kanin.
But they have this egg custard thing that we don't have, which is really good.
Oh.
Actually,
but in Singapore, in Hong Kong, they have rice. They have rice.
That's what Gina Boy does.
What?
Wherever he goes abroad, he goes to a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Just to see the...
Just to see the difference.
They have.
Yeah. You remind me of somebody.
Who? Who's the somebody? Who's the somebody?
Who?
Who? Who, Del?
Who, Del?
Who?
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 I'm so not happy you're back.
No,
come
but
on.
You, what, who?
Who guy?
Who? Who guy?
Who? Did you, that's that, huh? Come on.
Who guy?
Who guy is it? Admit it. Okay, so the top 10 Pinoy's Abroad Fail, Key and RX, face your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pinoy's Abroad Fail.
Just a little extra like information. I heard it my friend Linus. He goes, sa Thailand, walang gravy. Chili sauce lang. So you have to buy mashed potatoes to extract the gravy.
Extraction.
So complicated.
There's an extraction.
An extraction process.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm extracting gravy.
From where? The mashed potatoes.
You meron ka pang ano, syringe.
All right, 6:40 in the morning on this Monday, January 21.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1, time for the Top 10.
What's wrong with you?
You know how, like, you need to sing, so you can't breathe.
Oh,
oh yeah, yeah.
If you, if you,
that happened to me while you guys were away. Can I just tell you that I was boarding with Alvin?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's a really decent, nice guy, right? So I no, I felt,
what's the difference?
No,
no, I felt like the evil one.
Really?
Like, how is this possible? I'm the bad girl. I'm like corrupting.
You always have been the bad
boy,
girl.
Boy, you shut up.
You're it's a bad
true.
Girl.
You're a nice. Naughty, naughty girl.
You're a bad, naughty, dirty
You're a
girl.
Bad
See,
girl.
That's what I mean. What I mean. He would never
be such a naughty, 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 naughty bad,
dirty girl.
You're a girl gone bad.
Ay, no,
no, it was so weird. He was like, I asked him what was the thing that made him angry.
Yeah.
And he said, this is the extent of his anger, okay?
Okay.
Somebody kept posting something on Facebook. And finally, she had changed her sheets. And so, and she put it on Facebook. Look, okay. I changed my sheets. And Alvin said, that was it. I've had it.
Oh, wow.
And then he just muted her on Facebook. And I was like, that's how you get angry?
Man, the wrath of Alvin knows
I know.
No bounds.
So the whole time, I was like, damn it. And I had to stop myself from being my usual self.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't... Because
you were too mean for him. You were
mean?
Mean.
Mean.
You were too mean for Alvian.
You know what I want
for
to
Alvian.
Buy? You know what I want to buy?
What?
Bed sheets na, hmm. na from Spain. Tapos yung may mga bull. Yung parang sa map.
Bulls.
may bull print. Tapos yung may matador din. Pero mostly bulls.
Tapos
it would
be
so
they're
nice.
Crapping.
Diba?
You're crapping all over
it would
your
be
bed.
my bull bed sheet.
Mm.
Yeah, I want. I really want. Diba?
Tapos I see you now. Gino and I knock on your room and then we see you lying down. Oh, you belong there.
How fitting.
How fitting.
You're full of... Okay, here we go. The top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail. Let's start off with Adonis Mabangis. Yung nagreklamo ka, bakit walang snow? Eh, di ba Amerika din to? Nasa Hawaii siya. Bakit walang snow? Eh, Amerika na to.
Harang, harang.
Harang, harang. Jocko Sherwin says,
hey, he's back.
Yes, he's back.
Hey, Jocko,
via Twitter
miss
this
you.
Time. See, Jocko Sherwin, Gina Boy, mm-hmm. joined us when we were pager days pa.
Oh, wow.
As in pager days.
Wow.
As in.
Remember I was
okay.
saying.
Okay, piece of info, trivia. Okay.
Oh.
He coined the term rushers.
Yeah, he was the one.
Wow.
The first time somebody ever used the term rushers was Jocko.
Wow.
That was like 16 years ago.
Yeah, seriously.
Wow,
16 years. He was the first one ever.
Remember I told you about this guy who was hired by an airline?
Okay.
And every year the airline hires a team that goes through all the expenses so that they can check if they're all legit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was able to save the company a huge amount of money.
Right.
So as a reward, the company had given him like
a month paid
leave.
Wow.
As a reward.
I would love to work for a company like that, yeah. right?
And
wow, imagine
a month paid leave.
Jocko Sherwin was saying, our tour guide actually said that this is true. Kapag ang napuntahan mong bansa, ang seasonal, hindi lang yung climate, pati yung pagligo ng mga tao.
Oh, right. What our tour guide was telling us this, that you should never ride the subway, at least in Beijing.
And the taxi.
They wouldn't shower for a month. Well, not everyone, but some
and
of them.
Was he apologetic or is that like a
normal? No, it's a fact. It's a fact. And he was saying
no,
that.
But does he feel like it's also gross?
Yeah, he doesn't. He goes, I don't.
Yeah,
I couldn't stand the smell.
The smell.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And he was saying that because there are places they're called hutongs.
Mm-hmm.
Hutongs.
Hutongs. That's what I said.
that's not what you said.
Mali ang stress
Hashtag
mo.
Bye bye Gino.
Ano ba dapat?
Hutongs.
Hutongs.
Yeah.
What's the diff?
Kanina iba ginawa.
Hutongs.
No.
Hutongs.
Hutongs.
Yes. Okay, because I read it this. I was like, hutongs? What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Mm. They're like alleys.
Hutongs. Yeah. Basically, they're like old houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have bathrooms in their houses.
It's an outhouse.
No, alam mo ba?
They have communal bathrooms for like let's just say.
Every 100 meters.
Every 100 meters, there's a bathroom. And that's where
the houses don't have bathrooms.
Yeah. Are they old homes?
Yeah. Can you imagine 100 meters away? So
you need to pee
or poop or whatever.
But I'm sure some of them forego going to the bathroom and just pee somewhere near there. Because, I mean, especially in
malamig
winter.
Pa naman.
Exactly.
And that's what he was saying. Like, in some areas of China, it's negative 30. -40.
Right. Yeah.
And so, they were saying, who would take a shower? And you don't have heater in your
bathroom. You don't
have bathroom.
Indoor plumbing.
Who would take a bath in that weather?
Right.
So, my point din naman. I mean, like, I wouldn't. If I lived in a house with no heating, I mean, no heater, like water heater, how do you take a bath in negative
wisik na lang.
30, 40 weather?
Yeah, right.
That's impossible.
Hugas sa ilalim ng kilikili.
Because that's really how they do it, like in those movies, where there's winter, the girls go to the public restroom, wash their pits, and they're down there, and then their faces, they brush their teeth, and that's it. That's the extent of them cleaning
if
themselves.
If they even,
right.
No, because like we were in a restaurant, and medyo oily yung food, and when we had
medyo oily waiter.
No, the food. And when we went to the bathroom, yung mga kasama namin, I mean, the RX people were like, don't wash your hands.
Yeah, because it was so cold.
It was just so cold. It's like ice water. So, you know, you're like...
And then there was this bully in the restroom. He was like, because after I had, I don't know.
He goes, wash your hand!
And I was like... And parang I didn't want to because it was so
cold. Get some paper!
Use soap!
Wash your hands! No, because you know, I think...
He's like an attendant.
Yeah, he's an attendant. But I think he was just learning English.
English.
And so he wasn't really like being a bully. Kaya lang, he would shout it.
Wash your hand!
Because he has a tong that he would pull the
toilet
the
paper. Toilet paper?
And then
toilet
give paper? You the... Wash your hand!
And then it was so funny.
Use soap!
Because Sir Rafi B, he was walking out already. Hinahabol siya. Tissue paper.
Grabe.
He's so eager.
I know, he's so eager.
Hey, Raymond, our resident paleontologist, was just saying, guys, actually, for your information, there is snow on the highest mountains in Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Something as sunny as Hawaii. Well, because you're talking great altitudes already.
That is true.
So,
Butter Baby says, yung antagal mo sa cashier kasi nagko-compute ka ng bawat item kung magkano in pesos bago ka magbayad.
I hate that. Yeah.
But
no
you should,
way.
They say you should never do that.
Don't do that.
Because everything will come out expensive.
And give yourself a budget in dollars or whatever the
in
money.
In your currency.
Ito fail to talaga from Chenong. Yung pag magpapakilala ka sa foreigners, I'm Filipino, you know, Manny Pacquiao, champion, we champion.
Tapos nasa Mexico ka pa, no?
Oh no.
Patay.
Kukuyugin ka dun.
Call Me Jap says, same thing, yung pag-compute mo into peso.
But sayang lang, because diba we were telling you that daming hot na sa China, sa Beijing.
Yeah, right.
Pero we couldn't really properly make lande.
Why?
Because we wouldn't understand each other.
Well,
the minute you say something in English, you're like, nah.
Well, lande can be just a look.
Oh, yeah, I know.
See, I knew that he would get that.
Diba? Kasi naman, he's naturally malande.
Oh my gosh, a great wall.
You should have seen how lande he was.
Sorry. Sa Forbidden City.
Forbidden Palace.
Sa Forbidden City.
Ah, okay.
Ano? Muntik, kailang kasama ko kayo.
Muntik na, okay, wait. Muntik na what?
Ano? Muntik na ano?
Muntik na kitang minahal. No, as in, it was working, ha?
But di ko nakita?
Wala ka na ata nun eh.
Hindi, alam mo ba di mo nakita? Tinatago niya sa
kasi alam niya.
Alam mo yung mga the moves ko eh.
No, it's annoying that he knows when I like somebody.
It's so obvious, Gino. It's not like it's top secret.
Alam mo ba kahit wala ka, when we were like downstairs having breakfast, kami nila Louie D, ganyan. And talaga like, oh yeah, no, moves na ni Gino yan.
No.
As in, we know your type.
We know your type. I mean,
I have to shake it up.
Even when there's like a cute girl who comes into the booth, I know if you like her. Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh.
Itong delamar na to. Well, we know your type too.
Pero wala pag pumapasok sa booth.
Okay.
Si Gigo, pag may pumapasok sa booth, alam din namin.
Ah, alam din eh.
Ako naman, di ko tinatago.
And ito yung quivering lips niya. Oh, my God. He has this quivering lip move.
Mad Matt Mark says, ito delikado to. Yung ang pasalubong na inuwi mo, pwedeng makita sa Green Hills o sa Divisoria.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
actually. Tsaka yung from Chenong, so, todo suot na branded ng damit mo, pero galing Divisoria naman lahat. Now, the dangerous thing is, remember that story of that Filipino who had, this was an entry before, had a bag that she bought from Green Hills or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she goes into a store of this, kunyari, I forgot the brand.
Kunyari, that's LV.
Kunyari LV. Oh. She goes into the brand, and then the manager of the store goes to her and says, "Where did you buy that bag? Because there are only three of those in the world, and I know who owns all three of them. Oh, why do you have one of them? Obviously, it's a fake.
Yeah,
and you can get into serious trouble with fakes abroad.
Actually, even if let's say you bought something in let's say Green Hills, right, and then you go to the States,
to the airport.
Once the customs see it, you can be deported.
Yeah, like a pirated DVD.
Yeah, you can be deported. Yeah. Right.
So hassle yan, no? If somebody gives you like a bag and you don't know anything about like real or fake bags, and you're like, "Oh my god, that's so sweet." Then you go to the States and
you get deported. Can you imagine how
embarrassing that is?
Embarrassing na sa kunyari ka LV tapos carrying a fake LV bag.
I know.
Oh my gosh. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top. Oh, and the top. Pinoy's abroad fail comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
"Yung humirit ka ng dapat masarap ang lumpia dito sa Shanghai, ah."
Actually, would it?
I don't think they have lumpia in Shanghai. I think that's
just
us.
Why do they just call it lumpia?
No, I think Thai lang yun.
I don't even know if they call it lumpia. Maybe they call it different.
Spring roll.
Because they call spring roll shumai shumai.
Ah.
And their dim sum is weird.
Their dim sum is weird. It's not shumai. It's shopao.
Because we would look for like, we would look for Chinese, I mean, Chinese food, right?
Hakao, di ba?
So parang mga right. North Park or Chowking or
you know
whatever.
What? Camilo said no to me. I asked him out on a date and he said no to me.
What?
Yeah, on Friday I said, "Yeah, you want to go out?" And he said, "No, I'm going to go to sleep."
Wow, that's a first.
I know.
No, I mean.
Oh, that I'm asking someone out?
Yeah, and he's, he's Asian.
He's not only Asian. That's why I asked him that. He's not only Asian. Asian and hot. Okay. I told him, I said, "Hey, I'm going to this restaurant and I'll be all alone. You want to come drink with me?" I know. And he said, "No, I'm going to sleep." Nice.
Denied.
I know. Crash
and burn.
The top 10. You're losing your touchdown.
Diba? Okay, the top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail. Send in your entries, KeyNRX space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag Pinoy's abroad fail.
And you know what? The rejection was so public, it was on Twitter.
Yeah?
Yeah. I hope you hear this, Yogan. Okay, 7:10, let's take the break.
RX931.com.
It's Chico, it's Delamar,
and it's Gino
on the Morning Rush,
part 2.
All right, here we go. Time for this.
Yes, right, time for the news here on the Morning Rush. My name is Del, let's do it. One of Glee star Mark Salling's former lovers is suing the actor for allegedly forcing her to have sex with him without a prophylactic.
Mm-hmm.
Roxanne Gorizella claims she consented to have sex with Salling in March 2011, but insisted that he use protection. He allegedly refused. In her lawsuit obtained by TMZ.com, Gorizella's attorney Philip J. Layfield claims the star proceeded to quote, insert
the device or
the member.
Mm-hmm.
We can say that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The member into
her receptacle.
Her receptacle.
Yes. Where it was supposed to be inserted.
Without a condom.
Ganun din.
Without a raincoat.
Without a raincoat. Weeks later, she confronted Salling at his home, where she allegedly found him in bed with another woman. Explaining her health concerns, Gorizella claims she asked the actor for proof he hadn't given her a sexually transmitted disease. He allegedly responded by pushing her to the ground. Gorizella immediately filed a police report and she is asking for unspecified damages.
Yikes, this is a serious
very serious
business.
Very, very serious.
In this day and age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, but I don't know how. I don't know.
But how do you
defend prove it?
Yeah. And how do you prove it and how do you defend yourself against that? When you could have just, like, Mark Salling can just say, "No, I wanted to wear one," and she was the one who didn't want to.
Well, for me, what one of the hardest things to understand is if you asked him to wear protection and he didn't,
why
he
would
have
you still,
ended.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. He could have ended that.
You could have walked away and left.
Yeah. You could have just said, oh, well, I'm not.
Because she didn't say that he forced himself.
Yeah. He never said that. She's not saying that at all.
I think it'll be dismissed. Because remember, when it comes to the law, especially when there's
burden
no
of proof,
you need to supply the proof. If you cannot supply the proof, no matter how strong
unless
your case may be, you don't have a case. You have to prove it.
Diba? Unless there's a video na parang it's like them and he's
or
like,
a
oh, wear one. And
usually a witness.
Well, actually, what so, a witness.
A witness. And so alam na natin how that night went.
Diba?
No, but also the getting pushed to the ground. There has to be, even that, you have to supply the proof that he did that to you.
Yeah.
Well, remember, it can be true, but it can be someone who just wants to have attention or make money or you know, extort money from someone who has the fame and the reputation to protect.
Because even with, like, people...
I thought he was gay, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Really?
I don't know why.
He is so not.
No, maybe bi. I thought he was a bisexual. I don't know why.
Feeling ko si Kurt gay. Feeling ko.
No way!
No, I've always had this sort of, like, tingly feeling in the back of my neck.
Talaga tingly.
Feeling ko talaga eh. I'm not sure lang.
Ako si Elton John.
Ah, talaga?
Why go for Elton when you can say Liberace? The gayest of them all. Right, but let's see what happens. No word yet as to what Mark Salling is saying about this accusation.
And where this will go. Will this even go to the court? Because sometimes it's already dismissed, right? Like the early stages palang, parang like they don't have to go to court anymore because from early on, if it doesn't have merit, it wouldn't even go up.
Right, right. Well, there you go. That is the news. The second one today here on the show. Remember, it is a Monday. That means hopefully we'll have the North American box office results over the weekend.
Yes.
If it's available.
It is.
It is.
It is.
Cool. All right. We'll give it to you next hour. For now, it's the Morning Rush. C, D, and G right here on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail. From Elliot Girl, kulang na lang pati Bible sa hotel room iuwi.
And, I have something to say about that.
No, I just took the slippers. I always take the slippers.
I wasn't even going to talk about you.
No, because you were
so guilty.
Because he was like, "Oh my gosh, you're like one of those people."
The slippers are yours.
I know. And then he was like, "Oh, you're the one who, the type who brings home everything." Slippers, nga.
Yeah, slippers. You can. I think that. Just like the toothbrush, it's yours.
And they will actually, I know, like, for instance.
If you think about it, even like tissue and whatever, it is yours.
It's
you paid for it.
Like, if we took home the bathrobes at the reception, they would say, oh, we would charge you for it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why they check before you check out, they will check the rooms.
And usually the bathrobes will have a price tag.
Yeah.
Like, nowadays.
It comes with a, like, one of those pocket things. In the pocket, there's a piece of paper that says, you know, we sell this, blah, 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 blah.
And sometimes they put a sign. Parang, if you enjoy our towels and our ganyan, ganyan, we would gladly sell you.
Right.
Yeah.
Mad Matt Mark says, sabi ng American friend ko when I went to the States that gusto niya ng s'mores. Sa isip-isip ko, bakit niya gustong humilik?
S'mores.
He's not familiar with s'mores. Aram C says, once I was in Brunei and I asked for water with ice, they gave me boiling water. But apparently it's common. Like, where was the other entry? Apparently, Jamie says, in Vietnam, when you ask for ice water, they give you hot water. I don't know what's up with that.
What is that about?
And well, in two different countries.
No, because usually, at least, the water in Beijing, they wouldn't give it with ice. You have to specify. Because usually they'll give you hot water.
Because like, it's so cold.
Yeah.
Nobody asks for cold water.
Nobody asks for cold water.
But you guys were eating ice cream.
But that makes you warm.
Yeah. That's true.
Hindi, tsaka parang ice, believe it or not, the ice cream is not as cold as
compared
the ice water.
Yeah.
The ice water is too
cold. It's so cold,
Alam mo yun,
well, parang, one, because it's liquid.
The density.
Yeah.
James Harold says, yung hinipuan ka sa wet packs kasi wala kang bigote. In the Middle East, they say.
Yeah.
Because they
think
find
you're girly.
You're like a girl.
Naku, wala ka pa naman bigote, Chico.
Wala talaga, even if I tried.
Actually, no, you have like this weird looking...
Parang Fu Manchu.
Sort of, yeah.
If I grow it, it'll be very
Fu Manchu.
I kind
of actually wanted to tell you to shave it already because like it was bothering me. Like every time we had a conversation, I'd be looking at your lips.
Tapos meron...
Oh my God! That's really stubble. Awkward!
Camilo says, Pinoys tend to shout at foreigners who can't speak English. As in, parang sa Glee, remember that? Si, yeah. Si Rachel Berry. Kay Charisse.
Yeah.
And it's like, I
you.
Can... Diba yung... Parang feeling mo you need to shout it.
If you shout and speak slower that they'll understand yeah. it. Parang, the cafeteria is to the left.
Diba?
It's like, I just don't speak your language. I'm not deaf.
I'm not deaf.
Yeah, exactly.
Ilad Villanueva says, yung tinanong mo yung waiter sa restaurant, do you have tub in the CR? And they're like, no. They're not supposed to take a bath there. Tabo.
Tabo. What is a tabo in
dipper.
English? It's
dipper.
A dipper, no? A dipper. Yeah, big dipper, little dipper.
Crabilicious says, pag alis mo sa Pilipinas, married ka or at least in a relationship. Pero pagdating mo sa ibang bansa, bigla kang nagiging single. Jagger G says, hi. Alam mong Pinoy pag nagsha-shopping, may dalang pattern ng paa.
Para sa sapato.
Diba? Yung trace.
Oh my God.
Ang paa.
I know. My parents just did that to me too.
Diba lahat na magsa-states, tas magpapaa kayong lahat, tas itatrace mo ng ballpen.
Oh my God. How come we don't do that now?
Oo nga.
No? That's so weird.
Tapos pag uwi mo, puro rubber shoes ka.
Oh my gosh.
Kami pag Hong Kong, my sister with her kids, pag hindi kasama yung kids niya, puro paa. Diba? Everybody did this.
Paa. How come we don't have that anymore?
Ipapasok mo sa shoe, diba?
Yeah, but if you think about it, we don't have that anymore. I mean, I don't see it
as often
as I used to.
Madmat Mark says, yung nagdala ka ng, pumunta ka ng Spain, tapos nagdala ka ng rain boots at saka ng kapote. Tapos tinanong sa'yo, why do you have so much rain gear? Hello, pupunta tayo sa Espanya.
Ay, nako. Ay, kasi parating nagbabaha sa Espanya.
I am Tetay says, nihaw ka ng nihaw, nasa Korea ka naman.
Nihaw! The Koreans are probably like, what the hell is this guy thinking?
It's your
like,
problem.
How annoying. We don't look the same.
Diba? And we're not the same people.
Porque you have
porque,
like...
Porque pig.
Ay, de oh my God. That I did not miss.
Oh my God.
Porque pig.
Porque pig. Saka nakaipit pa yung boses.
Ano pag grade school?
Porque pig.
I'm sorry. I feel like a humor terrorist. That's how I feel.
Well, that's
like.
What you are.
I'm a humor terrorist.
You use humor.
to sow terror.
Actually, no,
punish people.
No, I don't use humor. I use the opposite of humor.
I know. What is the opposite of humor?
I don't know.
Del.
The anti-humor.
The anti-humor.
Kiko Monster says, yung makapag-boots ka lang, kahit patay na lahat ng kukumusta, makaporma ka lang.
But it's not pala so, you know, I used to think that it'd be so much fun being all fashion in the cold.
No.
It's so annoying to have so many layers.
Oh, yes.
Ang hirap magwiwi.
And ang hirap yung muko. Kasi, I mean, aside from the fact na may chan ako, mahirap yung muko na...
Kasi daming layers.
Daming layers. It's so...
Hindi
tapos
siya,
you know what's
what?
Hard? Making wiwi. Okay, here's my here are my layers. Because
it was cold.
Kasi diba, no, kasi diba I had ano, thermal. Mm. Tapos the thermal shirt is over the thermal bottom.
Don't forget your
tapos,
pajamas.
I had my pajama on.
It's so much no.
Wait, okay.
I'm gonna show you the photo.
Wait. Hold on. Are you telling me that you were in pajamas?
Because the second day. Our tour guide said, how many layers do you have? I said, two at the bottom, three on top. He goes, it should be the other way around. Because, you know, you obviously don't have the experience. Because you should have more layers sa bottom
legs.
Part. Because even if you're like all wrapped up there, if your legs are cold, it will creep up. But if you're warm down there, then you're fine.
The hottest part of your body is at the center here,
yeah.
Your torso.
And he was saying, if it's the other way around, you'll be okay, even if you have only two layers on top.
Sayang, the photo pala is in my camera, not my phone.
Yeah.
I said, it's so funny, he looks like a lolo.
I didn't bring anything thin enough for an extra layer, so I had my pajamas. So thermal. So alam mo yun yung like, one was on top of the other.
Yeah,
so if you're going to pee-pee, usually you just pull down everything at the bottom and you're fine. Ito, you had to like, you had to peel it like an artichoke. So while we were peeing, all the RX jocks were there. I was like, I can't find it. But what I meant was,
and we were like,
with all the layers.
And we were like, ganyan kasi pag malamig.
And I was like,
Or ganyan kasi pag maliit.
Yeah, and they were like teasing me. I was like, no, that's not what I meant. It's because I have so many layers and I couldn't find my way in.
Hey.
And so
that's what he said.
Hey, and can we just say hello to Artie? He's tuned in. What's
hello,
up, man?
Good
he
morning.
Actually has a little bit of food for us. I have to bring it tomorrow. Remind
oh, cool.
me. And
thank
also
you.
To Rudy Villar of SMDC. Good morning.
Hello. Hey, why don't you think a cat?
Yes,
and
a cat.
Oh,
and
a cat.
Yeah, to Cat Arrow who helped style you guys in preparation for Beijing.
For styling us. Oh, yes. I'm going to make
oh,
you
Gino
feel.
Gino looked so, I know, looked so fashion with his the jacket he bought with Cat.
Right? Mm-hmm. I loved it. Super loved it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to make you feel better, Del. Because I'm nice like that. Jelf?
I don't think so.
I am.
I don't think you're nice.
Because I could have just chosen to not read this.
You can.
Jao Fiazza was just saying that I love that porky pig.
Thank you, Jao.
Okay na. Yun na yun. Masaya
meow,
ka na.
Jao.
Oh my gosh, stop
this. Alam mo yung you want to be nice.
Actually, yeah, they're
you
all
make it
tweeting.
So difficult. Thing.
It's funny, they're all tweeting me. It's like every time there's a funny joke, it's so weird.
Uh-oh.
Because it's the one time that it's funny, so they have to tweet me. Well, thank you.
And two more, okay? RMC says, nasa Italy ka, pero pag umorder ka ng spaghetti, nilalagyan mo ng ketchup.
Oh.
That's annoying.
And
for
they
them.
Hate it when you cut pasta with like a
yeah.
knife.
With your, yeah.
yeah, it has to be twirled. And,
twirled.
Tago Fabic says, mahuhuli ka ng custom sa dami ng hotdog na dala mo. Yung, di ba, if you're going on a trip, nagbabaon ka ng hotdog kasi
really?
Para may uulamin kayo.
Wait, sorry, what's the rule on that?
Well,
are you allowed to bring uncooked food?
I think depends
it
on
depends.
The country. Some countries, they don't allow.
What about
in
us?
Australia, for example.
Oh,
there
they
are
don't allow.
Yeah,
any
can,
food.
Yeah. You like, can't bring in stuff.
What about us? Like, let's just say I'm bringing
you can.
You can. You can.
Have you seen the balikbayan boxes?
Yeah. No, because yesterday, meron pang tanong na, is that cooked?
I don't know.
Weird, diba?
I don't know.
Baka hihingi siya.
Baka, feeling ko nga.
Kung luto na, hihingi siya.
Peking duck.
Ah, oh, see.
So parang, uy, ulam.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail. Ito nga hindi pa abroad eh. Well, well technically it is because it's on a plane. You can include plane fails too.
Okay.
Ilad Villanueva says, the flight stewardess says, sir, are you okay? Because, you know, he looked a bit ill. And so the Pinoy goes, I'm already stiff. Naninigas na ako sa lamig. Kasi malamig.
We don't need to know that, sir. Keep that to yourself, sir.
Just para sabi ng steward, good on you.
Nice to know it still works. The top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail. Key and RX. Space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag Pinoy's abroad.
RX931.com.
The morning rush. Top 10.
Morning rush. Top 10.
Monster Energy RX 93.1.
The things we talk about off air.
Here we go. The top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail. And we did not have a lack of this when the RX people went to
everybody
Beijing.
Had their own share.
Really?
Like,
really?
I mean, hello. I mean, we're
no, plus everything was just lost in translation.
Yeah.
But also, I think because you guys are together,
yeah,
you tend to do more Filipino stuff.
Yeah.
If
makulit.
You were, yeah, makulit.
We're planning to release a video, which you have to, you know, we're working on it. Jay and I,
yeah.
You know.
They're the official videographer.
Yeah, so we're going to release that eventually.
Mm.
And of course, the taking pictures of people when they're sleeping in.
Yes.
When the, at the most.
I like that.
Everybody had a tulog photo.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Buti na lang mine wasn't so bad.
I know, at least sayo. Like,
kasi yung iba talaga was bad. Nakahanga. Like, nakahanga. I don't want pictures like
no, but
that.
Some people talaga really sleep with their mouths open eh. I don't.
Not really.
I
think if ano, if nagka-clog yung nose mo.
Yeah.
Yeah, because yeah, you have to breathe your through your mouth.
That's one of the diss when I was young. My brother would say, there goes the mouth breather.
Yeah.
Because you sleep with your mouth open?
Not me. Another okay. brother. But right. yeah, that's one of the disses. the mouth breather.
Butter Baby says, if you go, yung puro temples yung tour nyo.
In Thailand.
Naka-shorts ka na lang. In some temples, you're not allowed.
Yeah. What?
And sleeveless.
Yeah, sleeveless.
The working temples, because sometimes ruins. If it's ruins, it's okay. But if it's a working temple, they really won't allow you.
When we were in Bangkok, diba?
Yeah. Remember? You have to bring a shawl.
Right.
So one of the people had to buy a shawl.
A shawl.
Or like a t-shirt. Mm. Just to
put it over
like a sleeveless shirt.
Because I was offering to wear the shawl. Hindi naman daw kailangan.
Because you wanted to wear it for fashion purposes.
Oh. Madmat Marks.
Hey, how come you had to climb? In Beijing, I saw a picture like...
I know, because...
Why do you have to climb?
We didn't... Well, at least I didn't know that the Great Wall of China...
It was all stairs.
No, because there's
one... Yeah, because you have to go...
My nephew was telling me, there are about 3 areas where you can actually visit the Great Wall.
There's one where there's a cable car.
Yes, there's one where you toboggan.
Yes,
ooh,
that's what I wanted
really?
That's not the one
Wait,
that we
went
to.
Wait, how can you toboggan up? I know no, you going down. Toboggan down.
You walk up and then you toboggan going down.
Cable car up though and then toboggan down.
Now, here's the thing.
That would be nice.
Here's the thing. We went to the one where it's all stairs.
Because
about the pictures that I saw, it's flat.
Yeah.
So feeling ko, parang you just go up and then when you get to the
flat
up part,
na. Para
flat
plateau.
Na siya. The one, it was all stairs. All stairs.
But you have to hand it to the guy, yeah? Si Lolo.
Girl.
He climbed to the top.
Yeah.
I was so proud of him. I was like, wow, look at the underscore.
Just slow.
But slow but steady, like a turtle. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You need a stick to poke his butt so that he goes up.
That one maybe go up faster.
That might just excite
that
him.
That might actually.
He goes, wait, that's not a stick. Hey, wait a minute.
No,
but,
it's true.
Was the Forbidden City as magnificent as you expected?
It's so huge.
Let me put it this way. If you used your imagination. Because there are so many people. But if you can tune them out and just marvel at how grand the entire thing is.
You mean kill them off in your head?
No.
One by one.
Because it's a little chaotic. There's a lot of people.
Too many people.
So, but if you can like shut them off for a bit and then you're like, wow. If you imagine there are no tourists.
The
and instead
immensity.
Only soldiers.
Right.
Like,
you know what I was so jealous about? I saw Gino's picture with the terracotta warriors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you see the whole...
we didn't go to the terracotta.
No.
That was just in one souvenir shop.
There's an area kasi, even in the Great Wall, apparently there's an area where you go inside, like under the Great Wall,
right.
And then there's like a tourist bridge, and then you'll see all of these terracotta warriors
right.
just lined up there because they couldn't move them out already.
We didn't get to that part.
Yeah.
Feeling
ko kasi nagalit niyo yung tour guide sa amin. Because he was always like, 8:30, Filipino time.
No, but it was like, it was amazing. It was so, like, and you can't believe that regular people couldn't go there. It was just for one family.
And it's crazy like how...
Hence like, the forbidden.
Yeah.
Like how his lifestyle was just insane.
And the inner, like where the emperor lived.
Yeah.
The moment even his own sons, the moment they reach 13, they're not allowed inside anymore. They have to move out.
Well, remember in
only eunuchs were allowed. Right?
Remember in, what's that?
The last emperor?
No, hero. Not the hero.
Yeah.
In Hero,
yeah.
Right? They had to protect the emperor, and that's how they did it. Remember the candles?
Yeah.
You can't come close to the.
No, but there
the
was
emperor.
Even like that was, I guess, sort of inaccurate, pang ay. Kasi there was a. Remember, there was like a. There were guards and stuff inside. Mm. They're not allowed.
They're not allowed.
Like the guards will only stay outside of it.
Yeah. Not
like,
allowed.
Literally,
inside.
The emperor is the only male. Inside his area.
Yeah.
And
well, remember, this
huge.
Is the first emperor of China.
Yeah.
He was able to bring everybody under his kingdom.
Right.
Was difficult.
You akala mo that was it? Kasi there's a gate. Pagpasok mo, this is huge, like square, right?
Right,
that's empty.
Right.
And then at the end of it is another like a
structure.
A structure. So you're like, oh, that's it. And then when you go there, you go, no, this is only a gate.
This is only gate
and
one.
And then you go to another big, big square,
right.
And then there's another structure. And then when you get
until
there,
it gets
it's
smaller.
Another gate.
Yeah, smaller and smaller.
No, it doesn't get smaller.
It gets bigger and bigger.
It gets bigger and
it's
bigger.
Weird. And then finally you get to like this grand palace and you're like, oh, this has to be it. That's the office. You know, it's weird.
And then you go and past the office and you're like, oh, okay, this has to be it. It's his tea house.
So that's so far away from the inner sanctuary.
Yeah. It's not even.
Are you guys allowed in the inner sanctuary if you had time?
Yeah. But we didn't have time.
Nakatawa nga. Parang we were figuring na parang what if like kunwari lang the emperor went to like a friend's house tapos nalasing siya tapos yung friend was like, oh, sige, I'll drop you off at the gate. Parang bro hassle naman, no?
Ang
layo
ng
lalakad.
Hindi, tsaka here's the thing.
I have a question. How long do you need to be able to go all the way to the inner circle? Is it 2 days, 3 days?
Oh, no, no, no. I mean,
no, naman.
No, not that big. And unlike, let's say, the Great Wall, to walk from one end to one
two
end
days.
Is
2 years. Oh, 2 years?
Yeah.
To walk the entire span of the Great Wall is 2 years.
Crazy.
What we climbed was like, Aina, nothing if you compared to the entire stretch of the Great Wall. And you know what? You know, here's the funny thing. We had to cut it short. You can walk through the entire Forbidden City, but there's a side street where you can just go straight to the exit.
Right.
So eventually, we just went there and we stopped. We didn't go through the entire thing. Alam mo kung bakit? Because somebody from the RX group says, Max, that's the name of our tour guide. What's after this? Peking duck lunch. Oh, let's go now. And we skip the rest of
nakadinig lang ng Peking Duck.
Nakadinig lang ng Peking Duck. Hindi na interested makita yung Forbidden City.
Who cares
about where the emperor lives?
Sabi ko sa'yo maraming fail eh.
He's long dead.
Diba? Alright, and the top, Pinoy's abroad fail, comes from Medmat Mark.
He says,
nagdala ka ng mga CD ni Whitney kasi magpapa-autograph ka. Kasi sabi, pupunta kayo ng Houston.
Inis.
Eh, taga dun si Whitney.
Taga dun si Whitney.
Obvious naman, di ba?
Didalin mo lahat ng CD niya. Okay, so, the top 10 Pinoy's Abroad fail. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include #TheMorningRush and #PinoysAbroadFail.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Vito.
On The Morning Rush. Gino. Part 3.
The Morning Rush. Hello, good morning, guys. It's time again for the news today, this hour at least. Let's check out what happened over the North American box office over the weekend. Jessica Chastain easily outmuscled, believe it or not, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Mark Wahlberg over the weekend, topping the box office with her supernatural horror film, Mama.
Yeah, that's so good.
Is it really?
Well, the trailer is creepy.
Okay, I want to see it. According to studio estimates on Sunday, Mama earned $28.1 million. Chastain held the top two spots with both Mama and the Osama bin Laden manhunt drama Zero Dark Thirty. 1 and 2 under her belt.
How can you even claim that you... How many people could claim that they had the top two movies at the box office?
She has arrived. And in such fashion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Remember, for Zero Dark Thirty, she was nominated by four... the Best Actress Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Remember her speech during the Golden Globes? She was saying that she was passed over time and again. Mm-hmm. And you just have to be persistent because at some point, the door will open up and will bring you exactly what, you know, what she's enjoying right now, which is she has arrived.
Where did she start? Is it The Help? Or what, did she have like a breakout role before The Help?
I'm not sure. We can Google that.
Because I kind of like...
Can you Google it, Jessica Chastain?
Because even before The Help, I kind of like have
she's
heard
in a
of
series,
her.
Right? Or something.
Parang narinig ko na siya before The Help.
She's in a series? Is she the...
Is she in like...
Okay, let's see. Now, before we get into that, in its second week of release, Zero Dark Thirty took in $17.6 million. Schwarzenegger's post-governorship comeback got off to a very poor start. His action flick, The Last Stand, opened with just $6.3 million, one of the worst debuts for the brawny 65-year-old star.
Okay.
Not good.
So, she was in Law and Order for a little bit.
Okay.
But maybe not major role.
Not a major role.
So maybe it was The Help.
She was also in Blackbeard.
Don't know that.
So I guess it is.
Other than The Tree of Life.
Oh yeah, the one with
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, and then after that it's The Help.
Okay.
Well, she was also in like Stolen. I don't know what movie that is. Jolene. But I think
The Help was her breakout role.
Oh, she was in Madagascar.
But then it's animated, yeah. Anyway, the Mark Wahlberg, Russell Crowe, New York crime film Broken City didn't fare much better. That movie premiered with $9.1 million. But wow, Jessica Chastain at number one and number two.
She
that's virtually unheard of.
You know, if you see the trailer of Mama, I didn't even know it was her until I saw the credits, and I was like, what? That was Jessica Chastain. As in, you won't even recognize her. She's such a chameleon.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's creepy.
I think she has that kind of Bryce Dallas Howard look.
No, but I think Bryce Dallas Howard naman is prettier.
Oh, I find Jessica Chastain not pretty, but strong.
Striking.
Yeah, striking.
More
of
striking more than anything else.
I love her in her shades and, I mean, in Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
And she was just, I don't know, she just had a very strong presence.
Angas.
Ang angas, yeah, exactly. Like, you would expect.
Pero that's what made her so good. Kasi, ang laki nung difference from at the character at the start of the movie, during the first interrogation, and the character at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang it was like, wow, she really grew into the job, role. Right? Mm.
There you go. That is the news. That's the number one and number two movies in the United States.
Wow, it's her week.
It's her week. And that is it for the news, at least for this hour. Hang in for more next hour right here on The Morning Rush. Chico and Gino are back today. Del feels so out of place again.
And with a sigh, Chico and Gino are back today.
Hi.
And Del feels so
out of place. You know, this is the fate of many women in this day and age.
Why?
A gay love story that doesn't.
A gay love story ruining your life.
I mean, it happens. This is like Will and Grace gone wrong.
Or gone right.
Gone right. Depends on where you look at. All right, good morning, Rush, right here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. We are looking for the top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail. Let's start off with Ilad Villanueva. True story. A Pinay celebrity went inside an LV store carrying an LV bag. Ayun, napabili siya ng limang authentic na LV na bag sa store to prove na afford niya bumili ng authentic. Gasgas ang credit card niya.
Wow.
It's like they were questioning if her bag was used. Of course it is. See, I'm going to buy five. It's like, I have the purchasing power. They didn't, but to prove that she could actually buy an LV bag.
She bought five.
She bought five.
But at least she got to save her face. I mean, save face.
Save face.
Not her face.
Diba?
Pero ang sakit nun.
And then, Dan...
That's why people just shouldn't buy fake. If you can't afford it, so what?
Tsaka don't pretend like you can.
Yeah.
Kasi it will get you in more trouble. Tas mas nakakahiya.
Yeah.
Dan Too Easy to See says, todo shopping ka ng pasalubong only to find out na half nun iiwan mo sa airport kasi excess baggage ka na.
Yeah.
Because what you pay in excess,
mas mahal pa than the
pasalubong.
I hate that.
Diba? Raven Ray says, when Pinoys don't completely strip in the common shower or baths of gym jilbangs or spas in Korea.
Dapat fully, you have to.
You have to be fully naked. Santo, right. Santo?
Korea.
I have a feeling like next year, if we do well, it will be in Korea. That's what I think.
So, because
this was supposed to be Korea, right?
We've been to Hong Kong. We've been to Singapore, to Bangkok.
You're right.
Beijing.
Yeah, where else?
Unless we go to Japan or Australia.
But that's way too expensive,
or
I think.
Guam. They were talking about Guam before.
Oh, Guam. Nako, paano yan, Gino Boy? Eh, paano pag nag-Korea tayo, tapos try out natin yung spa?
Ay nako. We'll have to see each other naked.
Completely
stripped. Yeah, but you guys were so hyperactive on Instagram. Kasi I swear.
No, but you know why? So you know why?
Every time we had Wi-Fi.
Kasi walang Wi-Fi.
Walang Wi-Fi.
Pag may Wi-Fi, nakita mo, kami 15 posts each. Kasi iniipo namin yung Instagram namin as we're doing the tour, right? So, you know what you do with Instagram? You can launch it. You can open it. It'll just go fail. Pero nandun na yung post.
Right.
So when we get to the hotel and then there's Wi-Fi, Post.
So, sunod-sunod na yung post.
Sunod-sunod. Then everyone. Who are the hyper
Sarah.
Posters? Sarah, Yumi, Dre. Tom.
Well, most of you. Mostly you. You two, Sarah, and Dre.
Yeah.
Actually, it's so funny. Somebody tweeted last night. Did you read that?
Which one?
Nakakatawa yung mga Instagram posts niyo. Si Chico, puro post. Ang Instagram ni Chico, puro RX jocks. Si Tom Alvarez, ang puro Instagram koche. Niya puro kotse. Si Gino Boy, ang Instagram niya puro si Chico.
Ay, nako. No, ba kasi naman. You made it so easy to take photos.
Ay, nako. Tsaka talaga.
No, admit it. What? He's your muse.
He inspires me.
He inspires
you are, you are Scorsese and I am Leonardo DiCaprio.
Or more like, ano, I can be, Woodpecker. No.
Woody Allen.
Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen. And then you can be Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah, right. Actually, no, lahat sila may muse.
Yeah. Or, ano, what's his face?
Judd Apatow and Paul Rudd.
Yes.
There
you go.
Oh, yun, perfect. Ilad Villanueva says, panay ang pa-picture mo sa labas ng mga high-end stores. Never ka naman pumapasok para bumili.
Actually, that's, I'm kind of guilty of this. I took a photo of...
Especially pag Hong Kong. Diba?
Me in Singapore in Orchard.
And Singapore,
diba, there's like
yeah,
this whole
yeah
row of like... Right. So I was just standing there.
Yung
like,
Chanel,
so,
Gucci.
So do one better. Mm. Buy something small and then pose outside with a bag.
With a bag. Tapos sabi mo, can you put it in a big bag?
But even the small ones, kasi like, let's just say you buy a belt. Oh God.
Yeah.
That'd cost you like
yeah,
what?
Super.
Like let's just say you go to Louis Vuitton. The cheapest that you would be able to buy anything for is like what, 30 grand?
Yeah.
40?
That's crazy.
Maybe?
Marc Jacobs.
I don't know.
You can get something for 5,000.
Kiko Monster says, kung makapagsuot ka ng gold pag abroad ka, wagas, talo mo pa may hepatitis.
Sa sobrang dilaw mo.
Rick Doofy says, kapag over baggage, aalis ka sa counter para ilabas at i-hand carry na lang yung mga pasalubong mo na mabigat.
Hey, but now the hand carry has to fit yeah in
and
a little...
Yeah. It has to be limited to...
They
like,
weigh na rin, ha?
Yeah.
The hand carry?
Yeah.
If it looks... Kaya one time we were... Where were we? I forgot where. Tapos my bag was so heavy. My, I had all my camera gear.
Yeah.
And then somebody, my companion...
Your travel buddy.
My travel buddy said... Pretend it's super light. Kasi I was walking like, alam mo yun, yung pasan kong daigdig. And then it was like...
That's everyday, diba?
I know, right? Pero ito, literally. Tapos sabi niya, kunyari magaan lang. Kasi iwi-way nila yan pag nakita nila nabibigatan ka. If you're doing your... So I was pretending, ang gaan ng bag ko.
But in reality...
Mad Matt Mark says, bumili ka ng pasalubong. Tapos nalaman mo pag uwi mo, puro made in the Philippines naman. Pero this has happened.
Yeah,
though.
In the States, diba?
In the States. Chenong says, yung 2 weeks ka palang nasa US, tapos nakakita kami ng Pinoy store, shopping galore. Kasi I would understand if you live there, sabik ka sa Filipino products.
Filipino products.
But
yeah,
if you're a tourist and then you go to the States, tapos namakyaw ka ng Pinoy products.
Why?
In the States, parang it doesn't make sense to me.
Parang nagweldas ka ng money.
But okay, if you think about it, like,
it'll be more
say,
expensive.
Yeah.
What are some of the go-to stores that most people shop at when they're abroad? Zara, Forever 21,
H&M.
Uniqlo, H&M. Only H&M is the one
it's
that's
not
available
yeah
here.
Well, that is true.
But we have Uniqlo
pero
and Forever 21
kahit
papano
you try to get the... Like,
the
for
ones
instance,
that you don't find here.
They would have stock that we don't have here.
Yeah.
So, diba, pwede pa rin, diba? Pero like in a Filipino store, you buy instant noodles or something. It'll be so expensive, but you can get that back here and you'll be home in like what? Two weeks.
Admit it, didn't you miss Filipino food when you were there?
Did you miss it?
I really
no
did. As in, the first thing I did yesterday
really
was I ate Filipino food.
Ako no.
Pero feeling ko kasi Gino is not like a foodie.
Oh, wait, I
mean,
love
your
new
palate
food.
is not as wide as most people.
I'll tell you what's wide.
I want to say something about that.
I know what. I just got back.
Damn it! Damn it, I can't do this. I have
She's
to
so
say-
tempted.
Wow, Del's being nice.
Okay, so
love the effect that Alvin had on you for the past couple of
days. It's rubbed off.
I know.
No,
the
no,
positivity.
It's not Alvin, no.
Kasi pagkita natin, nakulot-kulot na rin si Del.
Tapos si Alvin, sobrang bad mood. Kasi siya pala yung nag-absorb.
Galit na galit na sa mundo.
Galit sa mundo. Butter Baby says, true story. Naglinis ng hotel room as in the way they found it. Para kunyari walang nangyari. Tapos pagdating sa front desk, humihingi ng discount kasi hindi naman daw nila tinulugan.
Oh, God!
Oh, that's so embarrassing!
Oh my gosh! It's a true story.
That's horrible.
Na parang, we didn't sleep in it, so can we just pay half lang?
Oh my God, that's so horrible.
Pero they did. Lininis nila.
I know of people who will, who will consume the stuff inside the minibar.
Yeah, and then replace it.
Or, what they do is they turn it over. Like, kunwari, it's a can.
Yeah.
So they'll flip it para kunwari, like you don't see that it's open. You know what I mean?
Wow, how
oh, wow.
Or like kunwari, like let's just say it's a Sprite bottle. They'll yeah. fill it up with water and then close it.
Oh my god.
Oh
so
my it god. Looks like
that is so bad.
It's so
that's
bad.
Stealing.
No?
Oh, that is so bad.
Hey, Vice Ganda's doing this.
Oh, hello, Vice.
Good morning.
Hi, Vice.
It goes, eh, yung nagpunta ako ng Hong Kong, pero pag uwi ng Pilipinas, may jet lag daw. Makapagpaanda pa.
Masabi lang.
Masabi lang. Hey, what's the time difference in China?
None. There is no time
Oh, there's
difference.
None.
It's the same.
I guess it's got, far, but it's right above us. Yeah. Kasi diba the ano is
yeah, yeah.
lateral?
Yeah. yeah.
So it, the time difference, difference.
Time difference doesn't apply. Yeah,
pero if you go up or down, it's the same. So, but it's ano, it's it was
it
smoggy.
Gets warmer lang as you go down.
It huh? gets, it was a little, it was still a little smoggy. Because remember yeah. there were a lot of, pollution issues. It cleared up right before, right when we got there. But as the days went on, it got like smoggier and smoggier.
Well, why is it smoggy? Is it because the number of cars or the manufacturing?
Factories, a lot of factories.
And yeah, I think the cars, because it was so traffic.
Traffic
was pretty bad.
You know what? Traffic was super bad.
I think it was actually worse than ours.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Beijing.
And what was
but then, you know, but China has...
But the roads are so nice.
Yeah. They're so clean.
Like, no potholes.
And what did they say about, no like, the number of cars?
All right.
But there's, like, a limit. They have number coding also to limit the amount of cars on the street.
Hey, I have an idea with number coding. I think you should be allowed, even if your number you're coded for the day, you should be allowed to ply through the streets during the window that you're not supposed to.
Yeah.
If you have more than 3 passengers.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
what creates the traffic is a single person in a car.
True.
If you have 4,
but
I
if
mean...
But if you think about it, kasi, you're like, don't you already pay for taxes when you buy a car? Aren't you already paying your dues? So parang, why is it...
But that argument has been debunked. I mean, yeah. remember, in Greece, you can't even... they don't have cars in the, like, in the center.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a car in the center of what is it? When you go, there are no
Athens.
Cars. Yeah, Athens.
Athens.
No cars. You have to walk.
Yeah.
Either that or like.
Because Athens is like Baguio. That's why Baguio is the most polluted, air polluted city
because
in the Philippines.
Because it's surrounded by.
Because it's a valley.
Yeah. yeah.
So the air doesn't escape.
Escape.
So same thing with Athens. It's a valley. So.
The polluted air.
The air doesn't
get
move.
Ch-
yeah. yeah. Unless there are like strong winds.
But I think that should be a rule. Because if you can have more than 4 people in the car, or just 4 people. You're still doing a lot.
Yeah, that is true.
I think so.
Or just expand the roads.
Kasi parang cab lang yan eh. Ang cab nga, 1:1 eh.
Yeah, ay po.
Pero diba, ang sakit lang kasi na parang you're paying like X amount to buy a car, but in reality, you're only allowed to use it for like how many days
six
in a week?
Days.
Oh, parang
yeah.
6.5 because the window is
the
only 6
seven.
Hours. Yeah.
You know yeah. what I mean? No,
so. True. Well, they have coding then.
They have coding.
So they have coding and then parang there's like a, it's like a lottery. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get lucky, then you get to buy a car. Parang it's like there's a.
What do you mean? If you get lucky, you get to buy
like you
a
can't,
car.
Just because you have money doesn't mean you can buy a car right away.
Oh, is that right?
You nakapila kayo the entire time, and then per month there are only like 30,000.
30,000. They only allow 30,000 cars.
Well, because if you're dealing with 1 billion people, yeah. in a, you know, well, not all of them in the center. But that's
and it's huge because like whenever you go to like Hong Kong or Singapore or whatever or like Bangkok, you'll see so many people walking the streets.
Yeah.
In Beijing, you hardly yeah. see anyone.
Because Beijing is huge.
Because it's so huge.
They have to use their cars.
As in really huge.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Madmat Mark says, Hollywood Walk of Fame sa LA, napagod ka. Kasi hinahanap mo yung star ni Dolphy.
Nasa Eastwood yata yun.
Mash Plutonium says, pumunta ka ng UK. Tapos, pumunta ka ng London Bridge. At tinanong mo sa British, is it indeed falling down?
May indeed ba?
May indeed
is
talaga.
Indeed?
Is it indeed
just to seem
falling,
intellectual,
falling down?
Is it indeed falling down?
Kunyari lang marami kang alam sa history. Camilo
more
says,
nursery rhymes.
Ang galing, ang this is a quote. Wow, ang galing ng mga mannequin dito sa Amsterdam. Gumagalaw.
Those aren't mannequins.
Do they still have those?
Oh, I mean,
they do.
Oh,
they do.
Yes.
The peepholes, that's what they call them, right?
The peephole of Amsterdam.
The peepholes.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
It was a joke.
Okay.
You know
this
what?
Is very funny.
We should go to Amsterdam. Or you're just slow.
or you're just a bitch.
I love that you're fighting.
Ayan na. The real Del is coming back.
Kasi if you're
oh
like,
my gosh, hindi, seriously, we should go to Amsterdam.
Okay.
The three of us.
Oh my gosh.
I had a visa.
Oh, but you've been, right? Have
no.
you? No? Okay.
It's another story
so
for
why
the
did you have a story though, you
okay,
don't
so
know.
Why did you have a visa?
Basta hindi natuloy.
The question is why hindi natuloy.
Oh, it's okay. Why?
Muntik nang ma-involve ang Interpol.
What?
For real.
For real. Gino, this is like part...
Okay, you'd have to get me really drunk to tell that story.
For her to tell you that story.
That is the worst.
Gino boy, promise. This is a doozy.
Wow.
This is a doozy.
Hey, can we squeeze this one in? I really like it. Max Q was just saying, eto, friend ko nagpunta ng Hong Kong for 3 days. Nagpa-despedida.
Oh my God!
Nakakasa.
Guys, punta kayong bahay ko. Bakit despedida? Oh, saan ka pumunta? Hong Kong. Ah, talaga, for how long? 3 days.
Oh, ito, last two.
Nakakainis.
Last two. From Papuccino. Pumunta ka ng France.
Mm.
Naglalakad ka. Oh. Around Paris. Mm. Eh, umulan. Mm. Bigla kang kumanta ng On My Own.
Pretending he's beside me. Nag-moment
ka eh.
Diba? And, one of the things that he wanted to do when he started to see that it was snowing was he wanted to sing songs from Les Mis. Because he would at least feel it. Oh, it's snow.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail comes from Ako Si Poklong.
He says,
pupunta ka ng Spain. Hmm. Tapos sa gitna ng kali, sisigaw ka. Palayain ang Pilipinas!
Oh my gosh!
Napaka old school.
Medyo delayed.
Medyo 100 years so, or more delayed.
Medyo matagal na tayong malaya.
Okay.
So, it's like 100 and more than 110.
But you can't question 1898? His patriotism.
Yeah. So the top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pinoy's abroad fail.
Yahoo OMG Awards.
Winner is The Morning Rush with Chico, Delamar, Gino. Best radio show. OMG Awards. RX 93.1.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 Pinoy's abroad fail. Okay, let's start off with Medmet Mark. Nasa Niagara Falls kayo, pero hindi ka tumagal. Kasi lagi kang nawiwiwi.
Kasi dito na.
Ilad Villanueva says, antagal-tagal... Ah, sorry. If you're in... I actually said this to Sarah when we were in Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
Ang tagal-tagal na natin dito, wala pa rin tayong nakikitang garter.
Chinese garter.
Okay.
Amiel says, you wanna order juice epal for your epal friend.
Okay.
Juice epal is actually apple juice in Malaysia.
Really?
Yeah. Juice, epal. Like
apple juice.
Epal juice.
Epal juice. Ako si Jamie says, yung sinabi sa iyo nung may sinabi sa iyo yung foreigner tapos tumawa siya. Kaya tumawa ka na rin kahit hindi mo naman naiintindihan yung sinabi niya.
Yeah, this actually happens.
Just to be polite.
And you know what's weird? Even
sometimes
with,
you don't know if they're mocking you.
Yeah, but even with like let's just say Americans or Europeans or even if they're speaking in English, sometimes because they pronounce things differently or they speak a little too fast, it's weird.
Yeah.
And so you're like, but you don't really understand what they're trying to say.
Exactly.
Yeah, you only get like the gist of it.
And speaking of language, Ron Perez says, pag nasa States ka, dapat may baon kang box of tissues. Kasi nosebleed ka. Sa kaka-English mo. Dine Girl says, yung tinanong... Hindi.
Kayo ha. Talaga kayo.
Why?
Dine Girl says, yung tinanong ka, how do you like your steak? Ang sagot mo, very, very much.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. Super just, duper.
Or just say free.
And then Jedi Master, another steak entry. If they ask you if you'd like your... okay, you ordered steak.
Mm.
And then they go, well done. and you're like, why, thank you.
Why, thank you.
Why, thank you.
Why, thank you.
Matched Plutonium says, nung nasa Germany ka, lagi kang napapaaway. Kasi pag may nakikita kang Volkswagen, binabatukan mo yung German na nasa tabi mo.
Punch bug.
Pendong!
Sorry, sa akin, punch buggy blue eh.
Well, that's you.
Punch buggy blue, punch buggy black. Diba?
Eh, dito kasi pendong, diba? Kasi, actually, you say that either if you see a kalbo guy or a Volkswagen.
Or a Volkswagen.
Pendong.
Wait, what did... A friend of mine said something like... Not punch, but what's yours, Gino?
Punch buggy blue.
Yeah. His is different. Something, but...
Padong pass?
No.
Meron din yun eh, padong pass. Yung dapat nakasalute ka.
Ay,
kung hindi ka nakasalute, babatukan ka.
Ay, yun din. Pendong din yun.
No, parang ganun yata. It's just a different kind of like...
Hairless, careless?
Huh?
Yeah. What? I don't know. Oh, anyway. Camilo says, yung hindi ka marunong kumilates kung ang tinetable mo sa Thailand ay tunay na baba. Camilo says...
That's actually the fear of a lot of guys.
Well, didn't you say to Chico one time that you didn't see a lady boy?
That's what you think. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm scared of Bangkok.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I could be duped. You could be like in a crying game situation. Have you seen that movie?
Or The Hangover?
The Hangover, yeah.
I just know that, you know how I know the crying game from Ace Ventura. You know when he was brushing his teeth with the toilet bowl cleaner, and then he was like chewing like 10 pieces of chewing gum all at the same time, and he was saying the crying game. Einhorn is a man.
And then Camila says, in a plane, when the stewardess goes, what would you like for lunch, chicken or beef, a lot of Filipinos go, chicken or fish, a lot of Filipinos go, no beef. Yung binigay na sa'yo yung choice. Maghahanap ka pa ng iba. Right. Yung parang, if we had beef, then we would have said chicken, although, fish, or beef.
Although they do have like the vegetarian meal, which they never offer you.
Yeah. Only if you ask
for it.
Actually, they say, but if it's there, if you said it in a, if you ask for it in advance, like let's say
when you were booking your ticket.
When you were booking your ticket. Mm. But if you were there and, unless it's been prepared na...
You know a lot about these rules, huh?
Actually, yesterday,
airplane.
You know, yesterday, so we paid for extra leg room.
Yeah.
So we took the fire exit seat. And he was just telling me a story about like how if you ask in advance, they might be able to move you to like business class if there's no one there.
Yeah.
So parang, how do you know all of these?
Oh, parang you know a lot about airline stuff.
Insider things, diba?
Parang, oh, how come?
You're such a well-traveled person.
Yes, that's the one.
Mm.
But that goes beyond being a well-traveled person. Parang you have an inside info eh.
I don't know nga
eh.
I don't know to you too.
Parang almost the same way na ang daming alam ni Del about Americans.
At ikaw, marami ka.
Wala, ano? Marami ako alam about
that. About a certain school.
Damn it!
About a certain school.
Mas may hindi pa siya mag-interview.
Diba?
Hindi siya mag-interview. Hindi naman nakatoka mag-interview. Nag-interview?
But I wonder if that's true. Because diba, he was telling us nga yesterday that, you know, friends of his daw, they asked in advance na parang, can you move us to business class if there's no one there?
Mm.
Has that happened to you?
Yes, but I didn't want to.
Why?
You
wanted to be one with the common folk? With the peasants?
But it has to be before you before.
No, sometimes out of the blue, very random, they'll ask you.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Kasi parang, like if there's no one there, it would be good promotion. Na parang, hey, diba?
Yeah, but that's the call of
Kasi what they don't want is people to start scrambling.
Yeah.
Kasi kunyari, if let's say the three of us.
Nag-stampede papunta sa
hindi, kasi if we said, could you transfer us? And then they said, yeah, sure. And then people from the back, we were at the very front.
Yeah.
If people from the back
heard it,
then everyone, and that would be chaos. And,
yeah.
You know, that might cause some problems.
Mm.
Okay, last few from Madmut Mark.
Dami talagang alam ni Chico, no?
Dami.
Ay, naku.
Alam mo talaga.
It's the airline.
Why are you so knowledgeable?
Ewan ko sa inyo.
You are such...
Madmut Mark says, yung nag-aalboruto ka, kasi bakit ilang araw ka na nandun sa bansa, wala ka pa rin nakakain na corned beef. Nasa Argentina ka eh.
Ay, naku.
And then Blue Jays.
I wonder if they actually have really good corned beef.
They don't.
Maybe they do.
Hey, they don't.
Well, they have a lot of cows.
They have a lot of cows.
They have a lot of beef.
Why wouldn't they have a lot of good corned beef too?
But we're the only ones who eat corned beef.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
Americans. Oh, diba? Del?
I don't know.
Oh, nga. May inside info.
I want me some corned beef.
Corn no. Beef?
Delamar.
I don't think Americans say corned beef.
Delamar, can you look for a little bit of corned beef? Do we still have corned beef in the pantry?
And maybe spam.
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 Spam. You know, like luncheon mitt.
Luncheon mitt.
Luncheon mitt. You know, like mailing.
You know, I still,
mailing.
I was
yeah, my mom was so weird. She asked for mailing. It's not like you can't buy it here.
From Beijing.
Diba? I don't know with her.
So weird.
She's like, bring home a lot of mailing. I'm like, huh?
And the entry that and the top, Pinoy's abroad fail comes from Madmet Mark.
He says,
"You land in Japan, and then the immigration officer goes Ohio, and then you panic. Shucks, but nasa Ohio tayo, di ba dapat Japan?
Ohio,
damn it!
Ang fail! Tsaka talagang panic na.
Oh no! Why are we in Ohio?
Siguro naman you would know Japan is only 3 hours away. Ohio!
Malay mo, nakatulog siya. Hindi
alam. Grabe talaga.
Hello, lahat nasulat. Japanese.
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 Pag hindi na okay, Japanese.
Japanese na. Ay, naku, Del.
Pag yung sushi mo, naiwan sa labas.
Japanese.
Japanese.
Ay, Japanese.
Okay pa ba yan? Japanese.
Okay.
No, I kind of miss you guys over last Friday. Because I had lunch at Yabu.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last time I had lunch there was with you both.
Yeah.
I just kind of missed you. It's weird. I don't want you guys around, but I miss you when you're not around.
I don't want you guys around, but when you're not here, I kind of look for you.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Like, what's wrong?
Or like that weird itch on your foot. Na parang ang sarap kamutin, pero ayaw mong nandun siya.
That's a little over, much. A little over. This is a bit of a TMI thing, Gino.
I don't want you scratching me. Oh, well.
Oh my God! Gina,
you have to tell her about
the only question is, where are you itchy?
Tell her about our bathtub scenario.
Yeah, okay.
He told me.
No. The bathtub. There's another bathtub scenario. So
wait,
okay.
There are two.
First off, we
shared a room.
We shared a room. Obviously.
Yeah.
And then our bathroom lock got broken. They had to break in because I was locked inside.
He was locked inside,
for a good solid like 30 to 45 minutes.
I had
minutes.
To rescue him.
Whatever. He just so happened to open the door.
It doesn't count that you rescued him if all you had to do was call the concierge.
No. I had to go
That's
back
not
down.
Rescue.
Flirt a bit.
Wait, but how come you had to go down? Can't you just call?
No, because what do you call this? There were two locks. They were both locked.
Yeah, the door on the outside was bolted.
He locked the ano.
Was bolted. And then the lock
Wait,
inside
you
the
were outside of the hotel room?
Yes.
Yeah. He was eating lunch.
So how
breakfast.
Did you know that he was locked in?
Because when it was time to get in, I couldn't open the door. I mean, the door opened.
Did you hear him screaming?
No, he just said,
Chico,
I'm locked in. I go, okay, but I can't get in because it's bolted.
Yeah. Mm.
Not just locked, but bolted. So I was like, so how do I get in to help you out? So I go, okay, let me go back down and get the concierge.
So he flirted with the concierge.
And then, there, we had to rescue him.
And then finally I was rescued. So our bathroom was the only bathroom.
With no lock.
So we had a rule. Now, whenever the bathroom door is closed, that means someone's there.
Yeah.
And I had this habit of like, you know, using the bathtub late at night whenever he was sleeping. So I was like, okay, you know, he's asleep. I'll just lie down here in the bathtub and then, you know.
Take a bubble bath?
Naisip ko lang na parang, what
Sorry,
if,
that's so kikai.
No, because you walk around the whole day and it's so cold. It's just perfect to have like
tapos,
a warm bubble bath.
He's like half asleep in the bathtub. Tapos ako naman half awake, parang I want to soak a bit in the bathtub. So, ako half asleep with my eyes closed. Sharen, eyes closed. Take off my clothes, jump into the bathtub. Then we both realize at the same time.
But if you didn't have to put the water in, that should be your cue that somebody's in the bathtub.
Wala, he magically thought that there was water there.
I was half asleep.
Eh.
But finally, when we're both in the bathtub, I realize something. There's another human being in the bathtub.
Someone's on top of me.
Wait.
Mm.
This I did not miss. I really didn't miss this.
At saka talagang walang lock yung bathroom.
Wala talaga.
Namin.
So literally, it had to be trust system. And he would be like, oh, Gino, don't come into the bathroom because I'm getting completely naked.
Tapos I'm now lotioning my legs.
Yeah. Okay. He would tell me each and every single thing. Mm-hmm. He would be like, I'm moisturizing, blah, blah, blah.
So if you walk in right now,
which you shouldn't
do. Which you shouldn't do.
Or you should.
Hey, what's up to Vern?
Hello, Vern. Hi, Vern. Good morning. Good morning.
Have you seen his DP?
I know, he cut his hair.
He's so guapo, he's so hot.
Pogi.
Or maganda.
Kantahan natin siya. Ano? I want you to burn.
And with that, we take a break.
All right, here we go. Did we?
No, you didn't wrap it up.
But I gave the top?
Yes, you did.
Okay, so the top 10 Pinoys abroad fail. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Pinoys abroad fail.
Mills on air. The Morning
Rush. It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the
I
Morning
really
Rush.
Can't explain it.
Why,
I missed
Delamar?
You guys, but I don't want you here right now.
But Delamar, we missed you.
Yeah.
This is you sound, really
this
did.
Does sound familiar. Delamar, we missed you.
No.
No.
Why
no. We?
I don't know.
You guys are so annoying. I mean to the nth level, I swear.
Pwede ano. Delamar. Complete the sentence. Delamar. Complete it nga eh.
Paano niya ko complete?
Ikaw mag-complete. Ikaw mag-come up with the next word.
Word lang. Okay, sige.
Delamar,
I
missed
you
very
much
from
the
bottom
of
my
American
heart. Alam na. And we both knew exactly where we were going.
Look, I don't want to laugh, but that was funny. I hate it. I hate it so much.
Time for the news.
My heart is so full of hate right now, but I can't help it. I have to laugh. I'm laughing, missing you and hating you at the same time.
It's hard to decide.
The news. All right, let's just do it. Lost in Star Trek director J.J. Abrams has secured the rights to turn cyclist Lance Armstrong's fall from grace into a new movie.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
A day after the 7-time Tour de France champion was shown admitted to doping and illegal drug use during the first of a 2-part Oprah Winfrey TV special, Abrams has announced he'll be turning the sportsman's life story into a new film.
Wow.
The movie maker and partners at his production company, Bar Robot, have bought up the rights to Juliet McCurr's forthcoming book, Cycles of Lies, The Fall of Lance Armstrong. McCurr is a New York Times sports reporter who has covered Armstrong for more than a decade. Armstrong's pal Jake Gyllenhaal was previously attached to a biopic about the cyclist, but that project was abandoned in light of the allegations leveled at the sports star.
Well, you know, he does bike a lot, Jake Gyllenhaal. But looks-wise, parang it's a little...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Oh, wait, he had a biking movie
okay,
already.
He biked
Premium
then.
Rush.
But I think...
Kevin Bacon.
Sobre namang ano. Too old. Wait, kasi parang...
He was in Quicksilver.
Oh, I know.
Parang Joseph Gordon-Levitt would be perfect because he kind of has the same type as Lance, that bony face.
Yeah, and actually, yeah. With Hollywood, you don't have to look.
Of course,
look yeah. alike. Just have to be real. Like, remember, Michelle Williams so does not look like Marilyn Monroe, but in the role, she was perfect.
I love that movie.
And you know, when she first was cast, they were like, what? You have to get a great beauty. I mean, she's pretty, but not like beautiful.
But she
owned it.
Yeah,
so, you know,
really
it doesn't.
Good.
You don't have to look like the star.
I was just thinking of this girl, Juliet McCurr.
Yeah.
I mean, who would have thought that 10 years worth of following the sports
right.
star would pay off? I mean, in a bad way, but still as a story, that's quite something.
It's gripping,
plus you're there. For the most part of when the lies were happening.
Exactly.
Cool. Okay, so J.J. Abrams at the helm of that movie. All right. Okay, that's going to do it for all the news updates, but only on The Morning Rush. Livewire is back this Monday. Rico Robles for you at 10. He is heard exclusively on Monster Radio RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 Pinoys abroad fail because, well, a lot of the RX jocks
are back today.
Come to work today. All right, so let's start off with. Okay.
Hey, before we forget, can we just re-announce it? Because I don't think we've said this today. The book launch on Feb 3. People are asking
yes.
When it'll be, where it'll be, if they can have their first book, like book one signed also.
Of course.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. And okay, people were also asking, what if they don't buy it there?
Yeah.
We'll still sign it.
We'll still sign it.
Yes.
You can buy it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
As long as hindi siya Xerox copy.
So hindi siya pirated.
Oh, kasi pag sinerox mo lang sa kaibigan mo, hindi yata.
Kukulong ka namin.
Oo. Mas mahal pa yata eh. Okay. I think it'll be more expensive if you photocopy each and every single page and then you compile it.
Tapos walang stickers.
Oh, diba? So just buy it.
So February 3, 1 p.m.
Until 6 p.m.
Over at Robinson's Galleria Activity Center. So
right.
We will be there. The three of us. The Kike Barkada.
Of course. All right, here we go. The top 10 Pinoys abroad fail. Let's start off with Junior Snorlax. Yung maglalaba ka, tapos isasampay mo sa labas ng hotel room, tapos magkaka-dust storm. I think this is in the Middle East.
Yeah. And then, medyo hassle nga yun.
Hassle yun. No?
Did you know there are several types of sand? I think there are either 5 or 7 types of sand.
Huh?
Yeah.
How do
different
you know
colors.
The
there's
oh,
red,
just the colors.
The colors. And also the grains.
Sand, the white sand.
The grains are different. There's red. There's even light blue.
Light blue?
Gray?
That'd look so cool, I think.
Right.
Light blue sand?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right. And coming from Liam, yung sinabihan kayo to wear thongs during volunteer work. So you go to work, naka rubber shoes, and they go, "Didn't I tell you to wear thongs?" And you're like, "Here, oh," as you show your thongs.
Oh,
when what they mean is flip flops.
Yeah.
Pinakita mo pa yung suot-suot mong thong.
I know, right?
Because some call it flip flops, we call it slippers. In some countries, it's called thongs.
Mm.
They mean on it's footwear.
Yeah. Because it is like a G-string on your toes.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Matt Mark says, yung pupunta ka ng New York, pero puyat ka. Hindi ka nakatulog. Kasi sabi nila, it's the city that never sleeps.
That's not true. When I went to New York the first time, I was like, hey, it's the city that never sleeps. And it felt like even Manila. Manila is...
Slept later
than New York.
You know, I think a lot of people underestimate how late...
Yeah.
Third world countries sleep in general. Because we party like anything.
Plus the traffic.
Like, in the States, Del. no, because I'll ask you. They say that bars will close at like 2 or 3.
I don't know. Ask Chico. He's
so I know. You've been to bars in New York.
Yeah, hindi lang New York.
Hindi ba? All over ba?
Pati Georgia.
Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So how are the bars there?
Oh, my gosh.
Did they close at like 2 or 3?
You know what? We came out. No? The party's far from over.
Wait, when you say...
The party's far from over.
Feeling ko mababatukan ka din.
Feeling
ko mababatukan ka.
And then you know what? When we got out of the club,
bar.
As in ano pa, wild pa sa loob, I was like, what the?
It's 7 in the morning?
No, 8.
Oh, wow.
But baka naman because it was a special bar. Like
no, all bars are like that.
No, like, I mean, it's a super sikat bar. Like, what about the
it
normal
was,
bars?
It was.
Oh, yun na nga eh. What about
that? Depende kung, syempre, kung hindi hit yung bar.
Because I know friends from, like, LA who tell me that whenever they have to party, they go to Hollywood pa. And then when they do, it's done by, like, 2 or 3.
No, we went there at 2.
Wow.
Grabe, where is this bar?
In Atlanta nga eh.
But I can visit it. No, no.
Ewan ko kung mag-
I'm feeling oh my Gino, parang no, it's not okay. It's not quote unquote up your alley.
So what is the name of this bar?
Well, never mind.
What is the
never
name?
Never mind. I forgot.
It's what? Not the name. It's not so much the name.
What is it then?
Can we continue?
No, Del.
We have top 10.
No, we have time. We have time, Del.
We have top 10.
Diba? Remember what he was telling you about America?
Payback time.
No, ano na, here na. And Jason Dragon in the UK. I was told, could you run the tap?
Mm. Run the water. Run the tap water. Yeah.
And then I was like, "What? You want me to run all the way to the tap?"
Just galit na galit ka pa.
Galit ka pa. You
what sense is there?
Run all the way to the tap.
Oh my God, Pinoy na Pinoy.
Diba, no?
You know, right?
And Cheno, Mr. Simple, pag nakita ka ng kapwa Pinoy, nagyayabangan pa ng gadget or kung saan nakatirang hotel. I exceptionally said, yung tipong may meaning sa mga Hapon pag lumabas ka ng bahay na basa pa ang buhok mo.
What?
Apparently, yeah.
What does it mean?
I don't know though. Halliwell Piper says, yung nagtanggal ka ng slippers bago ka pumasok sa bullet train. Di ba dito tapos magkano mo, nakapaka lang.
Yeah, I wanna be able to ride the bullet train and the maglev.
Yeah, the maglev.
Ah, yeah.
Maglev. That's in Japan.
Yeah, in Japan. Mm. Did you ride it?
No. You ride the bullet train to get out of town. Like if you
out
if
of
you're,
the city?
Let's just say you're going from Tokyo to Kyoto. Then you can, I think it's called the Shinkansen or something like that. Then you ride it. But inside naman, it's expensive to ride the bullet train. The maglev I didn't even see. So
I want to see that.
And
but they're coming up with a new one.
Is it also in Japan?
I think in Japan and in China. It's a train that doesn't stop anymore. Like it'll just keep going.
I don't
want to.
Let me explain
it
kasi.
Gugulong ka lang palabas.
No.
Tinutulak kayo pagala.
No, parang it's basically imagine like a big train. Okay. But and then the carriages are on top.
Okay.
And then the carriage will just dock at the
stop
and then another carriage will attach to the train.
Okay.
So it doesn't completely stop. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like obviously
I mean,
it'll slow down.
You don't have to get out of the main train. Because your carriage will be brought to a different track altogether.
Parang ganun, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's hard to explain it. But if you... It's like there's a train on the bottom. Mm. The train has no
parang
people.
Parang sinasabit.
But there's a carriage on
yeah,
top.
Sinasabit yeah,
sinasabit
yeah, yeah. Yung
yeah. Parang sinasabit niyong... Oh,
but then... Oh, okay. That's crazy.
Diba?
And, okay. Second to the last. Run MD Run says, yung nag-vandalize ka sa Great Wall of China, Boy and Jun Jun's forever.
You know, I was half expecting that you guys would leave your mark.
But there's a lot of vandalism, huh?
Yeah.
But of course, obviously, I think Chinese.
It's not...
Mostly Chinese.
It's not naman... Ah, wait. On the Great Wall?
Yeah.
No, but I don't think it's not allowed. I think you can really write your name.
No, but your Instagram pic, Chico, had like...
The locks?
No, like an... A writing on it.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to.
I think it's you're allowed like to write it.
Super duper.
You know how in some temples they have like a parang tarp where you can write on the parang.
I don't think it's like. I don't think it's. It's not so much na that it's allowed. It's just that the wall is so big.
Yeah,
that it's
can't.
So easy to vandalize, and you know they can't have all these like. Marshals guarding, you know, the entire wall.
Right.
It takes 2 years to walk from end to end. So, but
not the whole of the wall. The entirety of the wall is allowed. You're allowed to walk up. They're just specific.
No, those are the popular ones. Mm. Maybe because it's good for pictures. I don't know. But according to my nephew, who went to China for like 6 months, there are three most popular spots that
so,
you go to.
Yeah. So there are the most popular. Parts of the wall that you climb up.
Yeah.
But at any point, if you see the wall, can you go up?
You can keep walking if you want,
you
from end to end.
If you want,
I mean,
yeah.
So you enter the wall because it's high up, right? You have to kind of go up.
There are entrances, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there are entrances.
You can only enter from certain
points.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can just walk it. But then, if I'm not mistaken, I think some parts of the wall have collapsed. So
didn't
it's
they
not
repair
all complete.
It?
I'm not sure if they repaired it already.
Okay.
Okay, and the top, Pinoy's abroad fail comes from Cheno.
Cheno says,
my mother went to the convenience store in the U.S. and says, can I buy tasty braid? And then the guy goes, you want hair? Not tasty braid. What? You want hair? Because it's a tasty braid.
Braid.
What about us? Do you have one? For us, Gino, do you have one in Beijing? Do you have like a fail?
I can't really think of something specific.
Me probably.
I guess with the food, the way we were eating it the wrong way.
Mm.
And I hate chopsticks. I hate chopsticks with a passion.
He looks like a kid when he's trying to eat chopsticks.
I've never seen you use chopsticks.
That's because I hate using chopsticks. Like, I can, but it
gets... Like a kid. Imagine a kid trying to eat with a
really irritates the crap out of me. And I don't understand why.
Isn't there like a comedian things? Who said that for such a great civilization, what, you can't invent the fork?
Exactly. Yeah.
No, but, well, for me... Oh my gosh, I don't know.
At saka yung ano, when you see snow, you're so happy. But, snow! Tapos you keep running around, jumping up and down or whatever. Tapos nakikita mo yung mga naglilinis, yung mga nagsashovel ng snow. Ang sama na ng tingin sa'yo. Because... ginugulo mo yung tinatrabaho nila.
Okay, ako, I guess one of the... I criticized my own picture. Because, you know, I asked Gina Boy to take a picture of me with the snow, right? So there was, like, bushes there. And it's so nice when it's on bushes because the sprinkling of the snow is hiwa-hiwalay.
Like, yeah, and it looks like...
It really looks nice.
Pastry.
So there I was. He was taking a picture and I was pointing to the snow. And then when I saw my pictures, I was like...
I saw.
It's not like people cannot see that the you're surrounded with snow. Do you really have to point and say, look, snow? But, you know... We really do that all the time.
Yeah. No, kasi parang you want that to be the subject of the photo. Na parang
I mean, it's obvious that it's filled with snow, but you just find the need to point. And I think we're a pointy culture.
Yeah.
We like to point.
And we're a soot-soot culture.
A soot-soot pointy culture.
And the point with your mouth culture.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
For me, my most embarrassing was I went to a club in Germany once. Mm. And I went to the restroom. And
yeah.
Yeah. No, but the thing is that interior design is different in Germany. They're at the cutting edge of design.
Right.
So I went to the restroom and I went to wash my hands and I didn't know how to turn on the water.
Okay.
There was nothing.
No it knobs, was no nothing.
Nothing. So not I was like, damn it, how do I wash my hands? I spent something like 10 minutes and I waited for someone to go and wash their hands.
Yeah.
Little did I know that it was on the floor, but you couldn't see anything because
so
it was
you step on it.
You have to step on it, but you don't see like
a button or anything.
There's no button. It looks like the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it was like really like duh, probinsyana moment.
Right. You had something. No, never mind. No, that wasn't you, pala. Anyway.
Okay. Ready. All right. So
I'm glad you're back, but I'm not.
Yeah. And as well as everybody else, the ones who left.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have Sarah back, Hazel, Tom,
Rico,
Andre, Louis D.
That's it.
Rico.
I said Rico already.
That's it.
Yeah. And also, thank you again to Alvin.
Thank you, Alvin.
You know, he was
on
loan.
I really hope that eventually you'll be like negative.
He was on loan, but he's back on Quick Fix this afternoon, 4 to 7 o'clock with Jinri. So thanks again to Alvin.
Thanks, Alvin.
Thanks, Alvin.
We gotta go.
Or no, thank you.
Goodbye. Have a great week ahead. Bye, guys.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Connect with a monster experience like never before. And in ways that put a little pop in your day or night. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/RX931. Follow us on Twitter at RX931. And listen online anytime and anywhere. RX931.com. Live streaming powered by Bitstop. This is Monster Radio, RX 93.1.